This is NPR, Illinois. You could soon see bikes for rent on the streets of Springfield. Mary Hansen talked with State Journal Register city reporter Crystal Thomas about that proposal, the city budget, and changes to CWLP bills.
At the next city council meeting, they're considering a contract with a bike sharing company. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's not a contract with Gotcha. It's more of an agreement. There's actually no money going to be exchanged between the company and the city. What the agreement is about is the city's public right-of-way. So the city is saying, hey, bring 75 bikes and 10 hubs to Springfield. In exchange, you can use our public right-of-way. A lot of the actual details of the bike share are yet to be worked out, like where those hubs would be, what exactly the payment mechanism and things like that are still being worked out, whether it be membership or you'd pay per minute that you use the bike, things like that.
And what would be the timeline? Can we expect bikes by the spring or summer, or will it take a little bit longer?
The program coordinator through the Office of Public Works is pretty optimistic. She was saying that they would want the bike share program here by April 27th, which is kind of the city's Earth Fair, or at least early May. They would want it for summer when people would be out and about and using those bikes. But, you know, the city council still has to approve the agreement. On top of that, Gotcha is actually working with the University of Illinois Springfield and the Park District to possibly make agreements with them, have hubs at their campuses, and make it truly a citywide program.
So you could rent a bike at UIS and bike all the way downtown.
Yep. You can use that 11th Street extension that was recently created.
Alderman and the mayor, they also recently finished their budget hearings with all of the departments. Those were going on throughout the month of January. Anything interesting or surprising at those hearings?
The relieving thing that I think most people in Springfield hear is that there are not going to be any tax increases, and there's also not going to be any major cuts to services or personnel this year. That was different last year. There were a couple of tax increases, like the sales tax was increased. But this year, it's going to be a status quo budget, and there are going to be a lot more money for equipment. 40 more police cars, 2 more fire trucks, just enough equipment to maintain what has deteriorated significantly within the departments.
So moving on to city water, light, and power, one of the perennial issues that we've discussed with the utility is the wind contract, and it came back up recently. That was the contract that the city council agreed to after signing an agreement with the Sierra Club in 2006 to and their lawsuit over Dahlman 4, the newest power generator. And that wind contract just ended. So what can customers expect to see on their bills?
A slight drop in their bills. So it's only $3 a month, $36 a year for an average residential customer. That's not speaking about commercial or anything like that. A lot of the aldermen were skeptical of the contracts because the utility had to purchase power at a significantly higher rate than the power that they themselves can produce through coal. And even the cost of producing wind dropped significantly as the technology got better. The city was locked into those rates. And so I know that a lot of aldermen, a lot of citizens were frustrated that they were paying these artificially high rates because of these contracts. That being said, not everyone is turned off to wind power as so much as paying high rates.
We're gearing up for a city election, but it looks like we won't have a primary in February. Is that right?
No primary. So the elections will be April 2nd. Normally there would be a primary February 28th, but in order to trigger a primary here in Springfield, you need to have at least 5 candidates in any one race. And there are a couple of wards that have 4 candidates, but no ward has been bumped up to that 5 candidate threshold. We'll be hearing from candidates through February through March, but there won't be any action until April.
That was Mary Hansen speaking with SJR reporter Crystal Thomas.